Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all are listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Shut up and sit down.
Here we go.
Would you kindly? I think we're just getting started.
Medic!
I'm a witcher.
I think this is more than you can handle.
He sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to episode 624 of your Overseas Connection podcast. Today is March 28, 2021. My name, Vincent Van Gool. I'm here to interview Mystery Incorporated. We have on the show today Mr. Fred Jones. Fred, welcome, Fred. You are in the lovely Ireland, Mexico place.
Is that yeah, right? I like burying people in my back garden. My name is Fred. Should I introduce you to my wife? She likes burying people in the back garden, too.
That's enough of that, Fred. Thanks for that, Fred. Also on the show from Mystery Incorporated, we have Velma Dinkley. Velma, how are you doing today, Velma?
Jinkies, I'm so happy to be here.
Great to have you on, Velma. Woman of few words, but very nice glasses.
Thank you.
Also on the show today, the Mystery Incorporated, the glue, the bond, if you will. We have none other than the talking dog, Scooby-Doo. Scooby!
Whoa! Hey, Glenn!
That was perfect. I can't go on after that. Hey, everybody, this is the Overseas Connection podcast. Thank you for joining. Dear. Just having a little fun. Yeah, for some reason, it got in my head that I was going to introduce the cast as the Scooby-Doo cast. And yeah, it did not disappoint.
So which one of the girls did you like? Sorry, Kim, we'll get to you with which one of the boys. But, I mean, you know, but which did
I'm
the
not
girls,
gonna lie.
As you were young?
Daphne struck me as just, she was high maintenance. So I always, Velma was my girl. I figured she would try harder as well. So you know what? I'm all for that.
Agree.
Okay.
Just agree.
And what about you, Kim?
I didn't like either one of them, really. I mean, Fred was kind of a putz, and well, let's face it, we all know Shaggy was a stoner, so, yeah.
God, you're so picky.
Shaggy had the right attitude.
I get told that often.
The problem with Shaggy was that he just, I mean, at the end of the day, he just didn't want to look at him.
Right.
He's just not pretty, yeah.
No.
Robin, did you have a favorite?
Generally, it was the old man from the amusement arcade who actually did it when they pulled the mask off. I like the mask
right.
thing. The mask thing really got me, you know.
Oh, every time.
Dickens?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would have got away if it hadn't been for those kids. all right. So in all seriousness, this is the Overseas Connection podcast. We are a video game podcast. Definitely not wiser, definitely not more mature, but we do like to have a little bit of fun. My name is actually Greg DeLacy. On the show, we have Robin Tate.
Hello.
Actually, Mexico, Ireland. Also on the show, Kim Woods.
Howdy, howdy.
And certainly, last but not least, our talking dog, Peachin.
Hello.
Hey, no ginger hate this time, huh?
Yeah, it'll come.
We're moving up.
It will. Let's not get ourselves. Anyway, if you're listening to this podcast and you have got past that intro, thank you. We are on every Sunday, 9 p.m. in the UK, 1 p.m. in the West Coast, 4 p.m. in the East Coast, 3 p.m. Central Time Zone. And that's because we are all now once again synced with our clocks properly. Everybody having lost an hour of their lives due to daylight savings.
We'll feel that tomorrow. Yeah. Feel it tomorrow.
Yeah. We are on Twitch. We are on YouTube. So if you happen to not want to listen to us only, you want to watch us, you can watch us live, or you can watch the repeat on YouTube. So there you go. We have a few birthdays to talk about. Let's dive into that. So Chris Henwood, he's having a birthday today. Just wanted to point that out, apparently. Fraser Moore is old as fuck, is the comment behind this. And it is true. That dude is older than, I think, Jesus. He is celebrating his birthday on the 30th. I think this year actually technically 91. So, wow. Fraser, well done. And then Darren Hilton, almost as old as Bongo, which is not quite old as fuck as Fraser, but maybe sort of there. So we'll call that 90 for the sake of argument. And then last but certainly not least, Brian Hamilton. He is okay. He's actually nearing dirt level. 99. But Brian, you know what? Happy birthday, Brian. Yeah. And so for that, we are going to play this sympathy song for you right now.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Insert name here.
Chris, Fraser, Darren, Brian. Happy birthday to you. Boom.
Well done. Well done. All right. Well, now that we've got that out of the way, let's talk some story time.
Mm-hmm. Hooray, story time. Hooray, story time. I'm so glad to be with you today.
So I'm going to start things off. I am officially a single dad for the weekend. My wife left me for 3 days to go visit her folks. So feel sorry for me, everybody. I am being Papa Smurf at home.
Yeah, right. You got the masseuse in. You've had, you know, with the Swedish au pair in. Yeah, right. Yeah, we blonde hairs everywhere.
So it has been daddy daycare weekend, but that's okay. Not that big of a deal for me. Certainly not dealing with the amount of children that Robin has been dealing with over the past couple weeks. So I'm happy to say that. But that does mean that I have had a bit of time to just take in some movies, play some games. And so I yesterday decided I was going to watch the Justice League Snyder version of the movie. 4 hours. It is better than the original Justice League. I did not like the original Justice League. I liked far more. They do a lot. I mean, they have 4 hours, so let's face it, they can fill in the story a lot better, and they just do a really better job of setting up these characters, giving you better backstory, giving you a better understanding of their dynamics as well. So I really enjoyed that part of this. 4 hours is a lot. It's broken up into, I believe, 6 parts. So those are kind of the bathroom break moments when you see that part one, part two, part three. You're like, hey, oh, pause. The one thing I will say I did not like, and I know it was an artistic, you know, consideration for Jack Snyder because he wanted to make this an IMAX movie, apparently, but it is 4:3. And look, I get he didn't want to cut off certain parts of the picture, and that's why he didn't make it 16:9. But honestly, he should have shot this with 16:9 in reality. You don't really notice it after a while. It does become less of an issue. But for the first good half hour of that movie, all I kept thinking was, fucking 4:3. I mean, just could not help but look at these giant black bars on each side of the screen. I was disappointed by that aspect to it. But again, you get past it. Overall, it's worth watching. If you didn't like the first one, unless you are just really an anti-superhero movie person, like you hate superhero movies, I would say give us another watch. I think it definitely redeems itself. There is some very artsy choices he makes in some of these moments that I just kind of like, okay, really? But overall, I think the choices, the direction, and there is some really good post-story stuff that happens. So, you know, normally you kind of get those end of the movie kind of post-credit trailer little snippet. Here, the original story kind of wrapped up, And then they have some additional content beyond that that's actually pretty substantial. And really sets this up for a future movie, which I don't know that they've actually announced yet or not, but I really hope they do because
I haven't is it animated? I haven't watched
No, this is live action Batman. Ben Affleck plays Batman.
Okay.
Kim's boyfriend plays superhero.
Oh.
Superman. Sorry.
Superman.
Superhero Superman. Actually, all of her boyfriends are in this movie, I think. Mm-hmm. Aquaman, Superman. She's just missing Captain America, apparently. But anyway. Thor. Thor. But yeah, it is good. Well worth watching. It is out on HBO Max. So it streams. The quality of the stream was good. It was upscaling into 4K, which was nice. I streamed it through my Xbox, actually. There's one thing I've learned to do. So my TV, I have a 4K TV, but its Wi-Fi is not great. And so streaming apps, oftentimes you'll get kind of degradation and it comes back and it goes away and it comes back. So I've just stopped using the TV apps and I've just used the Xbox apps because I have that direct wired. It's better. So anyway. But yeah, so Justice League, well worth it.
And direct wire your TV as well?
I do not. The TV is just Wi-Fi.
Oh, there's no network connection, no?
I could hardwire it in, but I only have two hard wires in that entertainment center area. And so I use one for my Xbox and then one for our actual entertainment theater system.
HUB.
Sorry, say it one more time.
HUB.
HUB. Yep. Okay. All right.
Yep. I got one of those.
Yeah. Yes, I got you. Yep.
Okay. Nerd.
You're
supposed to be. Love this sort of stuff. This is supposed to be a problem.
I know, but the Wi-Fi connection is perfectly fine for what the TV needs, and then I just run it through my Xbox.
Doesn't sound like perfectly good for TV.
Seemed like TV it worked fine for me.
Sort of degradation a minute ago, and now it's okay.
That was on the... Oh, my God. I can't do this. Okay, so after watching the epic known as Justice League, I had another movie that I watched. Ooh. I don't know why. Okay, let me...
Submarine movie. Come on.
All right. No. So imagine...
No.
A story of...
Whoa, story!
A story time. Come on, hello. So... There is an island that's being developed for a future resort, and they're hosting
North Korea.
Pretty much. No, they're hosting people onto the island to see if they want to invest in the real estate. And
welcome to Fantasy Island.
Pretty much. There's questions about whether or not it's real or if they're just trying to pull one over on the investors. So there's a lot of skepticism. So people are kind of going off and searching and trying to uncover the realities. And then there is a cult on the island.
Oh, like the band?
And the cult is kidnapping people. And wrap this all around a premise of radioactive supergiant ants. And I give you the movie Empire of the Ants. Which was apparently in 1977, so it was right around all of the disaster.
Oh yeah, movie or
no,
1977.
1970s. Joan Collins is one of the main actresses in this movie. Yes, and I could not stop laughing. It was so horribly bad. So the ants start feeding on a radioactive canister that is leaking, and they become giant. And of course they are eating people, and so you have this element of this horror movie. But then they come across a town on this island, which I'm kind of like, well, how did you not know this town was there from the get-go? But anyway, so this town apparently worships the ants, and the ants are actually enslaving the people using some kind of gas that they emit. And
pheromones.
Everybody is a slave to the ants. It was absolutely the worst, best movie I've ever seen. I mean, it was cringeworthy bad, but I was laughing so hard at all of those moments that I just, I was like, this is great. And there were so many times where they'd be like running and they have this sound that they make for the ants, right? But they play the sound. Yeah, they play the sound and you know the ants are nearby. But they would be like running along and it was just great. There'd be moments where they just suddenly stop and they're like looking like, what do you see? And then suddenly they pan out, and because of the way special effects worked back in that day, you know, they had these pictures of ants on like a tree or something, but like overly blown up.
Yeah.
But it's like right next to these people. I'm like, how the fuck did you not even see that, hear that as you ran up? And then suddenly you're surprised by it. And then the other great part is anybody that gets killed by an ant, it was always a moment of like, they trip and fall, or like Joan Collins at one point is running along and they're running through these trees, and I mean they're wide as all get out. You could easily navigate them, and suddenly she's like, I'm stuck, and you look and they have like tree branches like going through her shirt sleeve, and like this is some impediment to her being able to move forward. And so the guy comes to help her get free. He frees her. She walks away about 20 feet. He turns, and the ants are coming at him, and he's just like, for like, you know, a couple seconds. Like, you could have run away at this point, but right? He doesn't. He gets killed by the ants. Everybody dies that way, by the way, by the ants. They're frozen with fear, apparently. This one girl hurts her ankle. Her scumbag boyfriend, you know, is about 10 feet away from her. He easily could have helped her up. And yet he starts doing the, should I, shouldn't I, shouldn't I, shouldn't I? And you see the ants in the background. They're like totally far away, but she's not even moving. I mean, she could easily have crawled towards him. She probably could have crawled faster than the ants, but of course she didn't. She was killed. And I want to say at the very beginning of the movie, this is probably one of the most controversial parts that, I mean, in today's time, this movie would be banned. Social justice warriors would be all over it. The guy, the scumbag boyfriend, takes this other girl out into the woods, you know, to go look at things. And then he starts coming on to her, and she's like, this isn't what I signed up for. No, no, no. And, you know, and she's basically like, he's trying to forcibly rape her. And then he's like, oh, come on, baby, just relax. And I was sold. At works. That point, I was watching this movie its entirety. So, yeah. Needless to say, three people out of, like, 15 survive. But they get away from the island. And, yeah. It was horribly bad. I think it has, like, a 6% on Rotten Tomatoes. Rightfully earned. But it was such a good laugh. I have not laughed that hard watching a movie, and I couldn't tell you how long. And of course, it wasn't meant to be laughable, but it was very laughable.
I love those movies. Yeah, tell me, love them.
I started to watch Lake Placid? Mm-hmm. About the old woman who feeds the alligator or the crocodile in the lake, and she fed her husband to it and stuff like that. There, good fun.
I made the mistake of at first when I saw Lake Placid, I thought it was about the Olympics back in the 80s when they took place in Lake Placid. Not at all.
Nope.
Okay, well, that's me. That's in a nutshell. Outside of that, it's just been a lot of work. Who needs to talk about that? Yes, Pete. Greg,
can you just never, ever insult me again on any of the things that I watch after that nonsense?
No. Thanks. No, because I actually acknowledge that this is horrible and it's bad, but I had a good laugh from watching it. You actually have just traded in your man card to watch these chick flick stuff. And, you know, I mean, let's face it, Pete, there's differences here.
No, there's absolutely no.
I don't know. There totally is. The chat and commentary from the last show seems to indicate I might be more right than you.
No, they just can't get up on that.
Well, Pete, in fact, let's talk about what you've been doing, Pete.
I don't know whether Mark's ready for this. maybe we should see what Kim's been up to first.
No, I think at this point, Pete, we just need to dive into it. Let's rip the Band-Aid off.
Okay, let's go for it. Right, there's a film I watched this week called Wonder. And that's, I think, who stars in that now?
Wonder, but the little, yeah. boy, but the little boy.
Yeah, Owen Wilson,
yeah.
and
yeah, that's sort of expected watching in my house for new kids that come here. Yeah.
Well, it's about this little boy who's disfigured at birth and he's had several operations, and it's just about him going through senior school, I suppose, the transition of that, and how, you know, his life's affected by it. But the one thing I did like about it is it just wasn't all focused on him. It went into other people, other characters in the film, and it kind of branched out really nicely, actually. You got to understand, the views from other people and what they're going through in their, in their time. But it was a cool film.
No, it is actually a really, really good movie. It is a roadmap for how to deal with being a ginger.
Wow.
There you go. There you go, Pete. I got one in. Was okay.
Nothing can ever prepare you for things like that. Nothing.
What was it last week? Last week we were talking about the Sandra Bullock one. What was it?
Blindside.
Blindside. Now we've got this one. Wow, we're getting all mature. Wow. Yeah. So impressed.
I again bring you back to Empire of the Ants. So, you know.
Okay. Good.
Continue on, Pete.
So I watched Wonder. That was really good. I watched that yesterday. I've watched a program this week called The Repair Shop. It's filmed in England, and it's about there's nothing bad about this. It's what it says on the tin.
It's like the grown up version of Bagpuss.
I'm sorry, what?
You don't know what Bagpuss is. American people don't. Yes, like Bagpuss was a kiddies television program with a clothy old cat. It was Ginger, by the way. And Emily loved the cat. And the people brought things along and they set them in front of the mice. And the mice were mice on an organ. Yeah? And there was Professor Waffle, the distinguished bookend. And people brought the broken things to Bagpuss, and all of the little creatures would come alive and fix the fucking thing. We will fix you, we will fix you, we will fix you.
This
is just the adult version of Bagpuss. Okay?
So there's no ginger cats, there's no like animals as such. One of the ladies out of it, one of the professional restorers, she's a bit of an animal. She's not very nice, but anyway, these people come along and they have something sentimental to them, or something of historic meaning, and they take it to this repair shop, and they have different people who restore different things and they fix them. It's great.
All right. Okay. It's a fix-it show, basically. They're restoring these old things, you know.
And they're so good, though. They're really, really good at doing it. I mean, there was one woman who brought a matchstick boat, and this guy must have spent like months doing
a matchstick boat. Yes.
Yeah, so a boat made of matchsticks.
Anybody with a light?
I was just gonna say that's like a Viking burial boat.
So anyway, he managed to carry out that repair, and it was really, really good. It must have took him months, but anyway, so that's the repair shop.
I love you and thank you for pointing out the repair shop, but I really need to go back to the Bagpuss. Is it Bagpuss?
Bagpuss.
P-U-S-S?
Yeah, it's Bagpuss.
Bagpuss, yeah, not
it's,
Bagpuss.
It's from the early 70s when I was very young.
Because I was starting to look up Bagpuss.
I'll put some video on later. It was required watching. When I was a kid, we didn't have Bob the fucking Builder or any of that nonsense. We had Bagpuss. We had Ivor the Engine from Wales, from Taniok Station. Okay? Very poor animation. We had the Wombles of Wimbledon, you know. Sooty and Sweep. Trumpton. Trumpton, we had Trumpton.
Back then.
So we didn't have any of this modern muck. From America, we had, of course, the Hair Bear Bunch. Take the trash out, Gruber! Tom and Jerry, of course, everybody had that. But no, those guys take the trash out thing, and what was the other one? Oh yeah, yeah. Top Cat was, of course, Top Cat.
TC, yeah.
Yeah.
Which is
Sergeant Bilko, you know, and Hong Kong Fooey.
Yep.
Yeah. Number one.
Apologies
super
again,
guy.
Pete, that I just Sorry. Derailed the entire conversation.
Bastard. By the way, you've got frozen yogurt on your profile now. Picture Mike. Where's Mike? Pete. Slip of the chin.
Slip of the chin.
Because you're frozen chin, but you've got frozen yogurt on your picture now.
Frozen yogurt.
Yeah.
All right.
Anyway, what else?
Go on. Let's talk about this circle thing. Is this circle jerk? What's going on?
The circle is this program that people seem to be raving about in the UK. I don't quite get it still, but anyway, there's a celebrity one going on at the minute. But we thought we'd just go back and just watch normal people, not the celebs, just the average Joes. And it's basically a block of flats that houses, I think it's about 20 people, and they all either have to, they go into a room, and not all together, separate rooms, very nice plush apartments they are, and the only communication that they have is with this app on the TV called The Circle. And what they have to do is they have to either... they have to catfish, so pretend that they're somebody else, or be themselves. And they're in this community, all these 20 people, and they're talking through this app. And some people are just... The aim of it is guess who's the catfish and who's not.
But I was going to say, is there a point to this? Or is this just like daily life?
Well, this is it.
It looks like Big Brother.
Yeah, that's what I was getting at.
Yeah, I suppose they're not in the same house. They don't interact and see each other. So you get, you've got this one guy, he pretends that he's an NHS nurse, and everybody seems to, everybody completely believes him, that he's this nurse, and he's really pulling it off at the moment.
Oh.
And there was somebody that was, somebody that was asking about medical, I suppose not asking about medical advice, but they said that they got a medical problem. Yeah, and he kind of pulled it off he didn't pull himself off. He just pulled it off.
So basically, this is like Big Brother, but COVID safe version.
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah.
Okay.
But I only watched two episodes. I don't think I'm going to watch a fat lot more. But it's just something that I just have to watch. No, okay. I don't think. I definitely won't, because the next thing I'm going to talk about, TOWIE, is back on the TV. So
this is season
28 of The Only Way is Essex. So this is a reality TV program, and you've got a whole bunch of materialistic, some misogynistic, some just completely batshit crazy, some real, real, like, out there folk. Living their daily lives, and we get to view it. And there's a lots of, as they call it, ag. There's lots of ag arguments, drama. It's very out there. And I caught up with two episodes because I didn't realise it was filming already.
So watch them back.
Howie sounds like Orange County Housewives.
Yes.
Yeah, it's probably something like that. Yeah,
but not as much money.
They're younger, yeah. I don't know, some of them are. Some of them are pretty wealthy.
Okay.
But anyway, so I've watched that. That was a great experience this week.
I'll bet.
No, it's just Car Crash TV, and I just can't get away from it. I'm just completely addicted to it.
That's a good way of describing it, by the way. Car Crash TV, I like that.
I've watched the Dylan White fight. He's a British-Jamaican boxer who fought Alexander Povetkin for an interim heavyweight title. That was yesterday, that fight, but it only lasted four rounds. Don't want to spoil anything, but it's tough shit. I already have. Dylan White won. He got his revenge. He managed to bag it. So he's waiting for either Anthony Joshua now or Tyson Fury, whoever wins that bunch of business. So I've watched that. And then this week I've also completed my census documentation that we had to
send.
Oh,
that
send
is
off.
Census. It says Senus, and so I was thinking this was like
I spelled it wrong.
Devious.
I'm sorry.
You've been counted.
I've been counted, yeah. I've had the opportunity to admit whether things have changed.
Had the chance to admit some things. That's never a good thing, Pete. No. Pete, how do you identify? Do you identify as ginger male, ginger cis male?
I'll let you look it up.
Ginger trans male.
Hold on. See, the problem with this is people. I've heard people on the radio this week giving off that English wasn't enough. They wanted to say they were something English, not just English. They want to say I'm not even going there. Yeah, they want to make color a thing, whether it's white or black or yellow or green or blue. Yeah. So that's just crazy. You're English in your case, you know. That should be enough.
Yeah, I didn't know that. I haven't heard anything. I should tell you what. I only log on to BBC News now each morning, and that's all I pretty much do. I don't listen to radio too much.
I try to catch the weather, and that's about it when it comes to the news.
Yeah. So the census, I completed that. Robin, did you have to complete that this week? Because, my God, did you have to complete it for all the foster kids as well?
We didn't.
No, I think for the kids, don't you just identify them as your dependents, your children in the household?
Yeah, I was going to say, because if you had to fill all that out, it must have took Robin about 6 hours because they asked you so many questions. It was unreal. Yeah. That's been my week, pretty much.
Okay. Well, Pete, thank you for being counted. We will move on from you being counted to somebody who is not counted. Okay, you are counted. Robin, what's going on?
Well, I was going to say my boiler blew up, but it didn't. It just ran out of oil. So the odd thing, last night, I said to Judith, we had the fire lit. And the fire heats up the kitchen and the main living room and stuff like that there. And I just said, Judith, you know what? I must check the little sensor to see how we are for oil. And she went, that's a good idea, Robin. And I go out into the hall, and the radiator is cold. I went, fuck, we're out of oil. So this was last night at like 6, just as it was starting to get dark. I whizzed down to the garage to buy emergency oil drums. You can buy 20-litre, like 4-gallon drums. So I went down there, and of course they don't sell the drums anymore, but they do it from the pump, like a gas pump. So you have to provide your own drum. So back to the house, got my prepping jerry cans, back down again in the drum, back again, poured it in, and never ran out of oil. And we have this little sensor thing that goes into the house. Then you have to bleed the thing. And then trying to get this big, like, 4-gallon thing up high, it's about 5 feet up, you have to get into this wee tiny hole, blip, 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 kerosene, blip, 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 and it's splashing all over me. I can still smell the kerosene off me, and I couldn't get the thing bled. I couldn't get it to go. There's an air blockage. Then I phoned my boiler man this morning, and he's going, there's probably not enough oil in it. And I went and got another 120 litres and put it in, so I'm absolutely stinking. My clothes are outside the back door. I was waiting to go woof like a dog. Anyway, we've no heat, so I've got 1,000 litres coming tomorrow again. Well, thankfully, I have all that wood that we chopped, and the kids have just been told to put a jumper on. Okay. So that's that.
By the way, this whole boiler thing is completely foreign to me.
Why? Yeah. But what do you have? You have gas or electric?
Yeah, natural. We have natural gas. Just, you know.
We need heating. So, yeah, there's gas. You cannot have gas heating. We would be different than even in here in Mexico than England, because you know, then those guys will use back boilers, isn't that right, Pete? Like gas boilers that heat your water and everything. Where I have a boiler.
Yeah, we have mains gas combi boilers, so it heats your hot water and your central heating.
So through gas. Where over here, gas isn't just as common, and it'll be a big oil tank, I don't know how many gallons 1,000 litres is or whatever, 1,500 litre, big tank at the back of here, and that goes into a boiler outside my office here. That heats the water, and the radiators all throughout the house. So these metal things with water which heat up. Yeah, you don't have that because you're in California.
No. So we have a hot water tank for our hot water.
Yes.
That's gas fed, but then I have a separate HVAC system up in the attic area that it works for our heating. And that has gas, natural gas that goes into that, and we just work from that. And then we have an AC unit on the outside that provides...
For the 3.5 days that we need air conditioning, we don't have air conditioning. We have heating.
That sounds completely environmentally friendly, Greg.
Absolutely. I'm all about my environment.
Yeah.
In natural gas, by the way, is clean and efficient, fucker.
Wow. Well, they're running a trial in Wales, and that's going to be... that's going to be an electric run boiler, like a fan 80 type boiler.
Yeah, that would be well in
that
Texas
project at the moment. So they're running that until I think it's 2025, and they're on about rolling them out then, which could be an energy efficient thing. But who knows?
We do have solar. If that helps your, energy efficiency thing.
As I said, ask Texas all about that.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's getting sorted. Tomorrow morning, I'm getting another prick stuck in me. So that's my second prick, and like,
I knew you were coming out of the closet sooner or later.
Yeah, so that'll be me fully ready for getting my
the apocalypse,
whatever. Yeah, hopefully ready for America. All right, so we went at it again. Submarine movie of the week.
Oh my god!
Yep. All right.
This is U571. It's Matthew McConaughey. It's 20 years old, believe it or not. And he looks very young and fresh-faced. And the idea is that whoever wrote this movie decided, history, doesn't matter. It's just a movie.
Creative license is what they call that, Robin.
So
creative
license. So at the beginning of the movie, a German U-boat kind of gets... a bit damaged and broke down, and it's sitting static in the sea in the Atlantic somewhere, and on board is an Enigma device. This is the device that the Germans used to chat with Berlin, encrypted, that the Allies couldn't understand their messages, and the Brits and the Americans all wanted to get it. Just so happens the Brits got it anyway. So the Americans hear about this, and they decide to send Matthew McConaughey and his crew of guys, including the other fella from Twister who's dead now. Damn, it's a dry heat. What was his name?
I know exactly.
Yeah.
Bill Paxton.
Yeah. It's a dry heat.
Paxton.
Yeah.
But more importantly, Robin,
the insurance guy.
John Bon Jovi.
Oh, yeah,
debut.
Got his first. Yes. Okay. Yep. Okay. And the insurance guy from Pulp Fiction. What's his name? The insurance guy?
I'll draw a blank.
Oh, you know the wee old guy from Pulp Fiction? He was the cleaner. He came in
Harvey Keitel.
He does all the insurance adverts over here in the style of Pulp Fiction. Does he do that in America as well? No. Oh, so there's an insurance company over here, and they have him running for years now as the fixer, coming in when something goes wrong, insurance, but does it in the style of Pulp Fiction. Harvey Keitel. Anyway.
Very cool.
They rush and they attack the sub, and then the only sub that they're in gets blown up, and then they have to try and survive in the German U-boat and get it through the enemy lines, and there's a big thing, frigate chasing them. It's excitement and submarines. I give it 3 pings, okay? No.
3.
Wow.
3 pings.
It was good fun. It had a submarine in it. Immediately you get a point for 1 ping for a submarine, okay? You get 2 pings immediately for having Sean Connery. And 3 pings if it's half decent for an hour and a half. Okay, so it didn't have Sean Connery.
Shouldn't it be a minus ping for historical inaccuracy?
No, see, it was just a bit of fun. It was a fun thing. Now, 4 pings is a big, big step up. But 3 pings, it's all right. It's a popcorn.
I couldn't remember. Are you
movie.
On a 5 ping system or a 4 ping?
5 ping system.
5 pings.
Only
okay.
one all movie right. has got the 5 pings so far.
Yes, which should also be historically inaccurate, but we won't go there. We won't go there.
Yeah, and then the other one has a 4, and that's a pretty good one as well. So far, U571, good submarine movie. What if I went down this submarine friggin'?
No Empire Vance, but
yeah. Finally, yesterday, I knew it was coming for a week or two now, but yesterday there was a behind me here in El Mancivo, there was a full documentary crew, including yes. my son behind one of the cameras. I was asked a few weeks ago to see if I would partake in this. I don't know if I'll make the cut or not, to talk about COVID and online gaming and community, online communities. Okay. So they plunked me on a stool behind me here and had all the lights set up, and I was interviewed for about an hour and a half, probably for a 30-second clip. And we talked about how I got into gaming and where it all started. Did I think that online friends could be friends?
No.
You might make it on that notion alone, because we truly have proven
yeah.
online friends can be a thing.
Yeah.
Unlike what Kim just said.
Yeah. and how has it helped or been bad thing through Wu Flu and COVID? I didn't call it Wu Flu, by the way, just in case.
Very well done. Yeah, that was your moment.
Yeah.
Hey, I know. When is this expected to release?
Probably a month or two yet, trying to get to edit it. Right. But when I get the first rushes, I'll if I get them, hopefully through Joshua, I'll post them up. Now, I thought when I knew it was coming, that was confirmed last week, and I mentioned this to you last week, that you had posted the thing up about Gary, and right. I'd said, like, Judith, maybe I'll talk about Gary and that and the community. And it was like reading the letter that came, and there was a whole pile of stuff I had to sign to say, you know, if you get a mosh, you know, we can cut it out and all that sort of stuff. And, you know, you don't have, you know, but we just because we record it, we're not going to air it. And I actually found it very, very difficult. I choked up.
Oh,
I did. I really, I said, like, I want to talk about Gary. And I know it's not COVID directly related, but COVID had a part in his passing. Because of mm-hmm. depression and the stuff that he was going through, and reliance on alcohol and all the other bits and pieces that went along, and we all felt that pain yeah. together, and we shared that pain as a community, and lots of us had been very strongly touched. And I have to admit, it felt good to talk about it in that forum with a stranger. I know it's my son is there, but a lot of other people.
Right.
It felt good, but it was very, very tough as well. So I don't know if that's what they want. I don't know if that'll make it. But yeah, I fought through that bit, but it was good. So, and when the girl who was interviewing me and said, "Well, I mean, do online friends mean much to you?" And I said, "Well, I have to admit, over the last 10 years, I would count my very best friends to be." Definitely not online. So, no, to be online, and some of my very closest friends are in this community, who I love dearly, who I have now met at on several occasions and hope to meet on several occasions again. We talked about EGX and gaming communities and the 2019 and where everybody got together, including Gary, and how from people that we had never met before, we might as well have been brought up in the womb together, because we were all immediately right. just so close, just clicked together. So yeah, this community is really important. When you get to talk about it in that sort of forum, you realize how important it all is. And I know there's people out there that have been listening to this podcast and Veteran Gamers and a few other ones that have been going for a long time, for years. And we're all like family to each other, even though some people may just be sitting in the sidelines and have never interacted or anything like that. They kind of feel like they know us, and the ones that do interact, absolutely. We know them as well. So it's important. And thank you for being there, community. Thank you.
Aww.
So, yeah, that's coming. That's that.
Thanks, Robin. Yeah. You just made us all sappy.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
It's okay. We love you.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, yeah. Robin, well, just to get back to reality then, I'm drinking
booze.
Tonight's beverage is Jack Daniel's Tennessee Apple.
Ah, nice. Right.
That's good. Tennessee Apple.
Yeah. Apple whiskey. Crown Royale makes an apple version, which is really tasty as well. So
I think I'm going to have a little more.
And apparently the peach is good, but I haven't tried it yet.
I like a wee squeeze of a peach, Kim.
Who doesn't like a good peach?
Yeah.
All right. Speaking of peaches, Kim. You're a peach. Right. Come on.
All right. I don't know if I can follow Robin up now. Jeez, I don't know. It's been the same shit, different kind of week. I mean, it was a rainy, gloomy, gray week, and I had, a headache off and on most of the week. So, and if you can't tell from my voice, now my little, cute little nephew, Owen, has given me his cold.
I thought you were taking on a new job as, one of those, hot, sexy phone operators.
Oh, all right. Well, no, nothing like that. No, although I'm glad you said that. I was waiting for the lesbian, angle to work
no,
in there somewhere.
Come on.
Because y'all have been giving me shit about that lately. But, I know. But, so that's pretty much my week. Like I said, gray, nasty, headachey.
I may be overstepping here, but I think my understanding is it's been that kind of cold and the migraines to where you just don't want to do anything. You're not
exactly.
Gaming is like not even really a desire.
Yeah, I have to work because of course I can't call in sick. So there's that. So yeah, at the end of the day, after Colton has gone home and I've done the chores and all that other shit, the last thing I want to do is hop on and stare at a TV screen. Usually I'm on the couch burying my head under a blanket because the light is about killing me and, passing out for a few hours before I have to actually get up and go to bed and pass out again. So, migraines. Don't you love them?
I'll be honest. I don't understand migraines because I've never had one. So I'm fortunate that way. I know they are pretty debilitating and they suck I can just say I can't relate. I've had headaches,
and it's been like my 20s, I think, is when I started to get them. I never had them until then, and I don't know why, but it's like anything they say, as you get older, sometimes you develop shit. Like I have allergies now, and I've never had allergies before, so it's just weird.
I used to get hangovers, and then I stopped.
I never ever got a hangover, so maybe this is my
we used
payback.
To have a life. Yeah. That's why.
Yeah, I don't ever get hungover, but I get migraines, so maybe that's the trade-off,
There you go. Yeah, fair enough.
I don't know. So, that's pretty much it. I got in a reading funk for a while, and I haven't read anything for a while, and I finally decided there last week to start reading again. I'm reading the latest Terry Dresden book, so I'm only about 70 pages in, but it's pretty good so far, so.
Okay.
All right. Same shit, different week.
I got some new book stuff. I got some new books. I got a new book. I got a book.
I got the new Batman. Aww.
Hey, Peter, you still there?
Yeah.
All right, just hey. Like your frozen yogurt.
I just want to double check. Because you look like frozen yogurt.
I've just seen it on the Twitch, you bastard. Robin is knitting his amazing editing skills, but thankfully it's not a flaccid object. And
just don't give me ideas. Yeah. So I have this sounds good, okay? So it's narrated by the only narrator worth talking about. It's called Supers Rise Up. It's by a guy called Charlie Case. And it's described as a super-powered Connolly falling to corruption, the fate of millions at stake. So it's all about these guys that discover they have superpowers. And that sounds kind of cool to me. And with R.C. Bray doing all of the voices, it sounds good. So if you love science fiction with the added awesomeness of superpowers, you'll enjoy Supers Rise Up. So that's on Amazon. We're looking forward to that. So, good.
Nice.
So much content. Content!
So, I did download a book. I think it's the Mountain Man series. So, Mindless is the latest one. Just came out.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So, that is going to be on my audiobook. R.C. Bray again.
But is it a continuation of the story with Witch Scott or Mountain Man himself? Or
No, it seems like it might not be. It seems like it might be going off in a different direction. It says, yeah, electric wheels, axes, and leather, and the long road into madness after securing the vast government bunker of Whitecap and learning of her affliction, Kali decides, so I think it's about Kali, if you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
Decides to head west to challenge the sinister road clan, blah, blah, blah. So, but Gus is in it. So, yeah, it's the returning of the band.
Cool. But yeah. Great series, Mountain Man. Really good. Highly recommended series.
Very good.
I've got a book as well when I went to Bulgaria in 2018.
Dick and Dora.
It's by Neil Gaiman called Norse Mythology.
Yeah, yeah, I mentioned that before. Are you still at that? It's taken years.
I think I've got to about page four. I'm waiting for an audio version.
I was going to say, you might want to look and see if they have an audio version. You never know.
Yeah, I've tried to do the brief history of time and War and Peace and what's the other one? The Art of War by Sun Tzu. Mm-hmm. Yeah, those are books you buy to make you feel good about having them. But
put them before your bookshelf.
Yeah, only Eric.
I've come to the conclusion. Only Eric can read them. Anymore. I literally it puts me to sleep.
Yes.
I get like two paragraphs in, and I'm like, I could just go to sleep now.
No, it's my little thing. Okay, there's several things that I do every day. Okay, so
we've heard this.
All right, I'm sorry. All right, I make the bed. Okay, so achievement. Whoa. I categorize my day in my calendar form. I've talked about this before as well. So I allocate time for everything. So instead of making a list, I allocate time. So if I have to write an email to someone, I'll allocate 5 minutes or 10 minutes. Or if I have to a document or whatever, I'll say that's what it is.
So organized.
Yeah, if it's a horrible thing, I allocate time to it. Okay.
Yeah.
But now I've also now allocated time to read for at least 10 minutes per day. And I know that's crap at the moment, but I've said, look, I'm sitting down with a book for 10 minutes. And that's an achievement. So, and I'm forcing myself to do that. So, and I know that's crap. I listen to loads of audiobooks.
It's not crap.
But, yeah.
It's not a bad thing. I allocate things onto my calendar all the time, and it's basically just a diversion so people don't try and book me meetings during that time.
All
right. Let's move on. Let's get into talking some games.
Okay.
Where's the games thing? Where's the button you press about games? Oh, yeah, that one.
Right there.
Over there. Shall we play a
game? I want to play a game.
You are one pathetic loser.
And also, just for the audience, in case you did not know, Robin has gone for a second refill. So we will see. all right, let's talk video games. I don't think we've updated anything for the freebies that we pay for.
Nothing's been out yet.
Yeah, they haven't let us know what we're going to pay for next. So, you know, look, we will just move on from that. Let's talk about the games we have been playing. I'm going to mix up the order, and we are going to start with the legit one, the Chinmeister.
Oh, okay. Cool. Because I want to hear about this cow thing.
Oh, man. I'll tell you
Everybody
what,
wants to hear about a cow.
You need to listen to it. Right. So my son come around yesterday, and he's crazy on Roblox. And the conversation was about whether you can get Roblox on PlayStation. Because I've got a PlayStation downstairs. So I typed it in the search, but nothing come up. You can't get it on PlayStation.
It's not on PlayStation.
No. So, next time I'll ask you, Greg, every time we have a conversation about video games and if it's available on the console.
I would recommend that, Pete. That's, my purpose in life is to be a source of information for you.
Yes, the Oracle. So I found this game called Rec Room. And Rec Room is just like this online, I don't know what it is, man. It's just like an absolute fuckfest of like idiots that just come together with all these different games. And it's a little bit like Roblox. You can make your own little servers and own little levels and blah, blah, blah. And like my son knew bits of it through watching YouTube, and there's this thing called the Meme Elevator, Meme Elevator 2, and that was a server that you can click on. And there was this room that you go into, which I think it was on, like, I don't know, one of the levels anyway in the elevator. I think it was about 94 or something like that. And it was the Dancing Polish Cows. And there's a tune. I don't know whether Robin can pull this
up. I've got the video up running right now. I can't
hear
the music.
The tune. It just stuck in my head, and I couldn't get rid of the fucking tune. It was just stuck in my head, and I went into YouTube, and this dancing Polish cow...
Yo, what the fuck happened to the music? Let's pop it up!
The tunes on different, like, interpretations of different cow, and I was like, oh my god, it's so stupid. I think it's going to be the next, like, stupid baby shark type thing.
Isn't it already?
Oh, I don't know.
You do, right?
I've never heard
it. Like it.
Huh?
It seems like it. That's not doing it. I know. Robin's trying to let us hear through his headphones into the microphone. Not working.
Oh, well, it's kind of a funky tune, but, like, oh my god, it gets annoying. And there's like 10-hour videos of it. And
you do realize,
I'm really glad
Pete,
we cannot hear it.
You do realize, Pete, that you can play Rec Room on your Quest in VR.
I don't know. Thanks.
Yeah, sorry about that.
He's obviously gone down that hole before I have.
I like this music. Ukraine
Assassin's, I told you, look, he's hooked there. That'll stick in his head. So it's the change into from spring to summer, and you have to do various tasks. So I've been doing those. It's nice how the game just keeps on going along and adding new things. I didn't even get to look into my quests and see where I was. I just got thrown straight into the Ostara quests, and I ended up doing that for an hour or so. So that's pretty cool. So if you're not chimed in with Assassin's Creed, I think there's 10 days you've got to get into this and complete the quests. So you've got plenty of time, I'm sure, after listening to this show to have a look at it and get some XP. And I've also been playing chess.
What's
about
that?
XP.
Wow, is that new?
Yes, no, it's new. It's this new phenomenon. And, you know, you won't put it down after you've touched it.
Oh, yeah.
So, it's just like when I saw you. Right in front of me. I just couldn't put you down.
I love this.
I've been trying to increase my XP in bullet chess. So I had a real bad, shitty few weeks at bullet chess. My XP dropped to like 200, and that's pretty abysmal. The past 7 days I've been like, right, I've got to improve my game, and I've been looking into a few things, a few tips and openings, and I've managed to go up now, and I think I've got about 445 points in XP, so I'm up with like the big boys and girls as far as skill level. And it's pretty tough. I mean, I've got another couple of thousand to go before I get into like the international and grandmaster big boys and girls. But as far as things go, for the newbies, I'm doing all right. That's me. That's been my week of gaming. Pretty pathetic. I'm sorry, but at least I've shown up and
you
talked
brought
about
us Polish cows.
Hey, except Polish cows.
Yeah, Polish cows. And
the only way
apparently likes
Pete. It will stick in your head. I'm so sorry.
I refrained from any derogatory chess comments. Would you just like this to be known?
I'm proud of you.
Restraint. This is the face of restraint.
Jesus, that's it. You are from Harry Potter. You were the little ginger boy. And now you've grown up because they played, it's on the screen right now, Death Chess or whatever it was called. There he is on the screen. That's you. You, why did you never tell us you were in Harry Potter?
Can we put that image up instead of his frozen yogurt picture?
Might do so. Might.
What's his name?
Harold Faltermeyer.
Pete Chin. Oh, sorry. Harold Faltermeyer.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Pete, thank you for that. Kim, let's talk about Vikings.
Vikings.
We haven't been talking about Vikings at all.
Vikings.
You guys, you both have this bond over Vikings, by the way.
Yeah.
Vikings. Let me see if I get some Vikings up on
anyway,
the screen.
Kim's like physically attracted to them. I just like their culture.
We don't believe you, Pete. We think you're physically attracted to them as well.
Yeah, I probably am.
Let me get some Vikings up on the screen. All right.
Let's do that. I didn't play much, but yesterday I actually had the day off work. Shock, I know. And I don't know. I was twiddling through my list trying to figure out what the hell I was going to play because I'm kind of stuck between games. I started Control, but I'm kind of, I don't know. I think it's one of those ones I need to stop for a while and maybe come back to it later and see if I like it better. I don't know. I'm just not into it yet, I guess.
I'm with you on Control.
I don't
know. It did not grab me. Off the get-go.
No, it didn't. And I've had games do that before and then come back later and I'm like, oh shit, why did I stop playing this? So maybe, you know. So I don't know. I was, like I said, I was fiddling around my games list and God knows I have a lot. And for some odd reason, I hit the button on this thing and I thought, well, all right. I'm here. I might as well see what it's about. I played it for, I don't know, probably a good solid hour and a half. And it's not bad. It's called Vikings, Wolves of Midgard. It's by Calypso Studios. So it's the same studios, I think, that made Victor Wren and the Adventures of Van Helsing and some of those other games like that. It's an action RPG. Go figure, it's on my list, right? And it's not bad. It's
that's the quote for the back of the box. Vikings, Wolves, and Midgard.
Bad.
It's not bad.
Well, you know, it's no Witcher 3 by any stretch or anything like that. It's you know, your camera is way up high, staring down at your little person as she goes through, or he, because you could be male or female. It doesn't really matter, because eventually you get to be chieftain of your tribe. So now I feel like all hot shit. So anyway, you fight wolves and frost giants and all sorts of things. You get to pick out I think who
so
your
is
faction
it kind of
is.
Is it like an isometric kind of, almost like a Diablo? It's kind of what I'm getting in my head. Okay.
Yes, very much like Diablo, yeah. And apparently there's a crafting thing because I'm picking up wood and some other stuff, but I haven't figured out for sure how that's supposed to work yet, because like I said, I've only played like an hour and a half of it, so I don't know.
Okay.
But there's different factions you can pick, like, of course, there's Loki and Thor and Odin. I don't know, there might be a couple of more.
So
but,
mythical Vikings.
Yes, mythical Vikings, yes.
I should have actually clued in on that when you said you're fighting frost giants. It's kind of a giveaway there.
Have you came across the gay Viking romance and drinking minigame yet?
What? It's on the list. It's on the to-do list for Kim.
Yeah.
Eventually I'll get there.
It's on the YouTube right now.
I have not come across that yet. Alrighty. Well, I didn't know that was a thing, but all right. I don't know. I guess you could call it like a poor man's Valhalla, I guess, which now I'm sitting here thinking about it. Why didn't I start that? You know.
I don't know, but this drinking minigame kind of may have elevated this over Valhalla.
Yeah. We have to stream that one. I don't know. I don't know. Like I said, I've only played like an hour and a half. I've done pretty good with it so far. Although I did have to take a page from the Marcanix rules of gaming and knock it back down to easy. So, because I started out on normal and I don't know. I died more than I wanted to, so I'm like, fuck it. We'll knock it back to easy. You know, that's why it's fun.
No foul.
So, Yeah, right.
If it's fun to you, it's fun to you. That should be the rule of thumb for everybody when it comes to difficulty of gaming.
Exactly.
You know, you get your nerd badge for beating it on higher difficulty, but that ultimately does not mean it makes it any better
anymore. It's not getting me late anymore, so what the hell?
Okay. Okay. So on the screen right now, the question that's been asked is, you've got choices? You have to, like, choices? Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. So the first choice is in reverse order. Have another mead, friend. That's one choice. The other one is I'm not interested is another choice. And the other choice is you want to lay with me? That's I understand that.
Well.
Okay.
That's how I approach life in my single days, Robin.
What, with big hairy Vikings?
Well, obviously I'm doing something wrong.
Wow.
Yeah. I haven't come across that yet. I'm still fighting ice giants, and there's what the hell is it? An ice troll or an ice, I don't know, something or other that I'm currently fighting now. So, I don't know. Apparently I'm not high enough on the totem pole to get to that part yet, but.
Oh my god.
It says, okay. it said there's it's a 20 hour campaign. So I figure that's probably something I can handle. I mean,
Robin's just watching.
I know. He's now watching Viking smut, apparently.
I was going to say, watching Viking porn. What the hell?
All right.
This is the game you're playing? This is... What sort of games do you play?
That's not the game I'm playing.
Oh.
Yeah, you're watching a different game.
Oh.
Yeah, that's not the one I'm playing.
Assassin's Creed.
Holy moly.
Well, don't be playing those Assassin's Creed games, because they're kind of rude.
Let's transition into something you have been playing.
I was on my Fit XR this morning, working it out again. I do my Fit XR every day, punching. And are you doing, Pete, still doing any more?
I need to get back on that. I've not been on it for two weeks.
Every day, man. Every day.
Nice.
Yeah. So, it's good. I'm chasing my scores now. It's great. It's in VR, and I love it. I love it. I love punching in the air. It takes the stress away, and roar. So it's good. I played more of the other little game, which is Jedi Ginger Fallen Order and the Little Robot, and played another chapter a bit of it. It's a good game. I'm enjoying it. Somebody completed it in Victory Achieved this week. That's good fun. I'm enjoying it. And I played that on Robin mode as well. So I'm just whizzing through it. Because time is of the essence.
There's a Robin mode?
Yes.
Yeah. It's very.
It's a big game. Even on easy, you can't whiz through that.
Yeah? Oh, dear.
It is a big game.
It is a pretty big game, yeah.
Well, I'll be talking about it for a while. I really do want to sit down and play loads of games. It's just time. It's an illusion. Yeah. Lunchtime.
Have you played Last of Us yet? Oh my god.
I found it. We found the disc. We found it.
Oh yeah, you lost it.
Find the second disc. Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah. You've got to play that. It's so good.
It's okay. I'm sure it'll work. It was hanging outside as a bird scare, but I'm sure it'll be fine. It's okay.
You can watch it.
No, it was the beat, honestly. No.
Hey, Robin.
You could send this back, this game. I'd already coming back in six pieces.
Okay,
I think
that's better.
Oh my
value.
God! Speaking of pieces, this total sidetrack. There was a story about an employer sent the severance pay to his employee. That they had a dispute. He sent him his severance check in pennies.
Oh, good!
$900 in pennies on the front lawn, and of course it had snowed. So this is 900 pennies in snow. That was a dick move.
Loose pennies.
Anyway.
Oh, well. What the hell?
Yeah.
Is that in the news?
Simply. Yeah, that was in the news. All right. I guess that's me then. So, a surprising game for me. Ori, Will of the Wisps. It has just grabbed. Its hooks are in me. I didn't think, because I didn't get along with the first one. I really didn't play it that much. Yeah, I was just kind of okay. But I gave this a little bit more time, and I've really been enjoying Ori Will of the Wisps. It is a great platformer, especially on the Series X. It is buttery smooth. Visually, it just looks gorgeous. I like a lot of what they've done in the game systems. it has more kind of attack kind of mechanics, as opposed to the first game was more platformy based, whereas this you could be a little bit more offensive, if you will. There are some moments in this game where I feel like you kind of get lost on where or what you need to do, and so it will take a number of tries to figure out the right way to do something. But I've been progressing along. I put in a couple late night sessions playing till 1 o'clock in the morning, which I normally don't do during the week, but it just kind of flew by. And I think I'm in the final stages of the game now. So we'll see. We'll see where it winds up. The one thing I will say about this game, if I was going to give it a complaint, I have no fucking clue what the story is to this game. There's all these characters on screen that ask you to do things, and I'm, as far as I know, I'm just trying to escape. That's the bottom line. I'm trying to escape. I don't have a clue as to what the story is about, but it's not terribly important to the actual gameplay. So there's that. But yeah, so Will of the Wisps, really recommend. It will probably be one of, like, if I had played this in 2020, it would have been like right up there top games. So Empire of the Sin, that is the other game I've been playing. XCOM like turn-based gangster. I'm still enjoying it, but it is a bit buggy. There are moments that frustrate. Bugs will catch, like if you go into a building, you come back out of the building, you don't seem to be able to go back into the building. So I've had some of those frustration kind of moments. But the one thing that I think this game misses that other XCOM games, in particular XCOM and XCOM 2, did better, is I feel like the combat scenarios in Empire of the Sin are just, they're very simplistic. You go into a building or a hideout to get into a fight, and it's like you're immediately in the fight. Whereas in XCOM, you land at a spot where you know you're going to get into a fight eventually, but you have to kind of explore and find the fight, if that makes sense. Whereas here, it's just like you start off in the fight. It opens up and you're already in combat. Whereas in XCOM, you kind of have to make your way to the combat, and you can set things up better. So,
indeed.
Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know that I will stick with Empire of the Sin. It may fall.
Well, a classic gentleman this week has victory achieved it. The hairy one himself. Filthy. Yeah. He has finished that. So.
Yeah. It definitely is a Philism game. That's for sure.
Oh, for sure.
All right. Well, that does it for the games. Let's dive off. Okay. Let's get into some news.
News. Here is the news.
Here is the fucking news.
By the way, if anybody is wondering what happened to the community Need for Speed Challenge, Mark has said it is dead, so therefore it is dead to us. So we've buried it, put it into the ground, which I'm sure Mark will actually say, no, I didn't mean to say that, but for now, it's dead. All right, in the news. So I'll start off with the first news story, and this is more of a rumor at the moment, but it's kind of rumor that's like widely known to be true, and that is that Microsoft is rumored to buy Discord. Looks like they're looking to pay $10 billion.
Friggin' mighty Mark Wright will be friggin' unbearable.
I know. We had this running joke. Mark wanted us to switch over to Discord for the longest time, and it just never stuck in terms of recording for the podcast. The video quality on Discord, by the way, not as good. I think actually Skype does a good job for video conferencing calls, but messaging wise, Skype is horrible, whereas Discord is really good. Mark was always saying Discord was the future. We always gave him shit for saying that, especially when we basically kind of all walked back out of Discord for a large part, and now it turns out it might really be the future. But yeah, so we'll see. But they're saying this deal could be done by next month. And so what Microsoft will do with Discord, who knows? I think the obvious answer is they will integrate it into Xbox.
Yeah.
Kill it like Mixer.
Or kill it like Mixer. If you can't beat your competition, kill your competition.
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay, and that transitions us. There were two gaming showcases this past week. The first one took part on March 25th. I had no idea this was happening. I just saw a Twitter feed comment on it, and I was like, I'll check it out. And that was Games Radar put forward. I guess they're doing this three times this year. They're calling it a games showcase. So they have a spring showcase. They'll have a summer and a fall. So the spring showcase took place. Basically, about 40 games were in the showcase. I can't really say they were announcements because some of these games were already known.
Yeah.
So, Returnal was there. I'm going to just do some of the highlight games. And there's not a whole bunch. Quantum Error was probably the biggest one out of this that looked. And that is kind of a very Doom-like first-person shooter game. So kind of a cross between Doom and what was the EA game that was the horror game? Dead Space. So think Dead Space and Doom kind of having a baby. That's what Quantum Error looks like to me. But it looks really good. So that'll be curious to see
how that comes. The Lord of the Rings Gollum. Did you see it? Does that look good?
Yep. That looks good. That definitely was another one of the kind of showcase games. And then I'm just scrolling through real quickly their list. They did show Back for Blood. That's the Left 4 Dead kind of spin-off or clone. They also had Warhammer Age of Sigmar, Tempest Fall. That's, I believe, the co-op. Oh, no, that's a VR. That's a VR game. There you go. And I think that more or less kind of rounds out the big hitters. Anyway.
Okay. I've got some Quantum Era up here. So let's have a Quantum Era. Okay. We're looking at the Quantum Era right now in the stream. And
yeah. So it is Dead Space, Doom,
first person.
We're
in a corridor right now. There's ghostly apparitions appearing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's made by a very small team, from what I understand. So, look, I'm all for a good Doom clone-like kind of game.
Yeah, like Aliens, Colonial Marines, or something like that. There, maybe, or something.
But better. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. It looks like Alien. Maybe it just doesn't look quite as good as Aliens, Colonial Marines, but it looks that sort of style. It does. It looks like Aliens.
Except for better. Yeah.
Yeah, and then we have a Slamagan there, and he watches off Chicago Fire. We've seen the Slamagan there opening doors. It looks there's a scary clown type person zombie at the window. It looks like a scary game.
Yeah, it definitely has horror vibes. That's for the whole Dead Space Doom kind of clone. Doom 3 was the one that really was
something running
Doom
at me.
3 was more scary.
Oh,
anyway.
Oh, it does look scary, Greg DeLacy.
I know. I'm here to make you wet your pants.
I don't know if I can manage that.
Nope, I know.
All right. Another game that did get shown off was another game called Serial Cleaners.
That's been around for a while now, hasn't it?
It has.
Let's just check this out. It looks mad.
Yeah, it. So you play basically a cleaner for the mob. So the cleaner for the mob, basically, when they kill somebody, you come in, you clean up the mess. And apparently the story of this game is you want to free yourself from the mob. So, you're trying to get out of doing this. My understanding, though, is this is a very dialogue-driven game.
Huh, really?
Which surprised me because it looks like it isn't, but apparently there's a lot of dialogue choices that really are going to play the bigger part of the game. We'll see. We'll see what happens with this one.
Graphically, this looks like Aliens, Colonial Marines.
Everything looks like Aliens, Colonial Marines. Elite Dangerous also showed off their new Odyssey Apex Interstellar gameplay. Mark is going to absolutely wet his pants over this.
No, he'll get his big hotas out, you know?
Yes, he will get his big hotas out and set that up and touch it many, many times. It does look good. It is just kind of funny how they are going more and more towards kind of getting away from just being a flight sim into, you know, space flight sim into ground combat, co-op play. I mean, it is doing everything under the sun.
It does
now.
Look fabulous. It really does. Yeah. I mean, I watched the trailer for that, and it just looks absolutely awesome. Now, what I'm excited for, and I know it's been talked about for quite a while now, is what I'm about to put on the screen, which is called Back for Blood, which is a zombie shooter in the genre of our much-loved fabulous game, Left 4 Dead, which looks really good. Funny, even the name is a play on Left 4 Dead, Back 4 Blood sort of thing, you know. And even just
I think they're all former developers from Left 4 Dead. They've spun off. They couldn't get the license rights for Left 4 Dead, from my understanding, so they have basically kind of done their spin on it. But, I mean, if you look at this game and you compare it up, it 100% is a sequel to Left 4 Dead.
Yeah.
It looks great. I know it's pushed out a little bit farther in terms of its release, so
there's that. If it wasn't for the zombies and the non-space sort of look, it really would look like Aliens Colonial Marines, but apart from that, it has its own unique style, so which is really good. But I think the founding point of it is Aliens, so which is great.
Yeah. I would like to say that the most important point of bringing up this showcase event is if you have time to watch one event this week, this is the showcase event you should watch. I thought the Games Radar event was well paced. They have the co-host banter, but it's not overly horrific, and certainly not intrusive. No, we'll get into that in a moment. But it's roughly an hour long. I think it came in right around the hour mark in terms of what it did. And you know what? That's what I was hoping for. The other showcase that we're going to talk about in a moment. So it was good. It was good. Well paced. Good, good variety of games in there. I think something for everybody. So check it out. That's from Games Radar, Future Gaming Spring Showcase. And that was on the 25th. Now, the 26th, we had another gaming event.
Oh,
Microsoft.
This
and
was
Twitch.
Pure class, Greg. Pure
yes,
class.
Yeah, absolutely pure class. Microsoft and Twitch had done a deal to do an ID at Xbox Showcase event. And it was starting off at 9 o'clock in the morning Pacific time, so 9 a.m. Pacific time. And they didn't give an end time, but, I just assumed it was going to be roughly an hour long. I had a work meeting happening at 10 a.m. on my time, so I was like, okay, this will be perfect. It'll wrap up right about when I'm getting ready for my call.
Ah, Brianna.
Yeah, so I listed a what went right, what went wrong for this show.
Four hours, 14 minutes, 14 seconds.
Yeah, 4 hours. Who thought this was a good idea?
Brianna thought it was a good idea. Trisha thought it was a good idea.
So that was the thing. So Twitch, I think, ultimately really was in charge of developing and producing this. They made this event as much about the games as they did about the Twitch streamers that they brought in to do the co-hosting and interviewing. And so we had a lot of time in the 4 hours of this showcase where it was just the Twitch streamers on screen talking back and forth to one another. And let me just say, there were two Twitch streamers that were doing the primary host duties. It was Trisha and Brianna. Trisha, I thought, was halfway decent. Brianna, dear God, that woman just sat there and nodded. And it was just, it was
Pete, nod. Really. Let everybody see you nod. Oh, yeah. That's right.
Yeah. Okay. It made it painful. And the banter, it just wasn't good. Then they had developer interviews where in previous showcases, we've seen developers, when they have a quote-unquote interview, they talk to them about the game as they're showing the game off. So they're kind of running simultaneously together. But because this was as much about getting airtime for the games as it was about getting people FaceTime on the stream, the interviews were happening away from watching the game. And so there was one particular interview. I forgot the name of the game already. But it was a fishing simulator game.
Oh,
Moon Glow Bay.
Thank you. The painful memory is back. Yes. Yeah. It went on for like 20 minutes, and it was just them talking back and forth. And it was just like,
even the fabulous and usually interesting Chris Charla from was a struggle, you know.
Well, yeah, and it was because, again, they wanted to make, I think, these interviews about the personalities that were doing the interviews as well as the people being interviewed, which, okay, but again, we're here about the games. It should be about the games. I don't know. It fell flat.
I wanted to know why Chris Charla and behind him, there's a bookcase, right?
Right.
Okay. In the video, and it's on the stream right now if you're watching the live stream, which is on YouTube and blah, 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 blah. Okay? If you're not watching it, if you listen to audio. I wonder why he has a Green Day book. Why does he have a book, a thick book, about Green Day? I mean, is the band so good? I know you...
Chris Charla was very much into like the skateboarding scene and the grunge rock scene. So that likely is where that came from. Okay. That's my guess.
Green Day class.
Yeah, I do like Green Day. But I wouldn't buy a book about Green Day, but I do like Green Day.
The best thing about this as well is Trisha's Twitter handle, which is Trisha Hershberger, which is really good. Trisha Hershberger, which is really kind of cool. Yeah, there are positives.
There were positives. Look, there was a lot of games that got showcased. There was over 100 different games that at some point or another were on screen.
That's Stalker.
The bulk of the good. 20 of these games were also announced to be Game Pass same day releases, so that was also a good thing.
Wow.
And highlighting those were The Ascent, which I'm very excited for. Stalker 2, which looks fantastic. Mm. They spent a lot of time talking about Teeth this past week. And then a game called Recompile. So those kind of headlined the 20 that were announced for exclusive. In fact, let me just go through this real quickly. I'll tell you all of them. So it was Art of Rally, Astria Ascending, Backbone, Boyfriend Dungeon, which that's a whole other topic. Craftopia, Dead Static Drive, Age of Eternity, Hello Neighbor 2, kids will love that, Library of Ruina, Little Witch in the Woods, which might go back to the boyfriend dungeon thing, Moon Glow Bay, Your Fishing Simulator, Narita Boy, Nobody Saves the World, Omno, Recompile, Sable, She Dreams Elsewhere, Stalker 2, which is probably the most triple A looking game out of the group, I think, is the way I would describe that. And then The Ascent, a game called Undungeon, Way to the Woods, not Way to Kim Woods, but Way to the Woods, Wild at Heart, and that is all. So.
Exomecha, I thought, was sort of up your street, which was like mechs fighting, you know, it was like mech porn, that was kind of your sort of thing. And there was one about the Void Train, looked quite interesting.
I mean, there were a ton of other games. I mean, the games I just read off, those were the only ones that were kind of announced as coming to Game Pass day one. So there were a ton of other games that are part of the ID at Xbox program. They're just not going to be part of Game Pass.
Okay.
So, but look, it was 4 hours and it was so poorly paced. It was hard to figure out. I mean, I don't even know where I would go to look to try and find all of the different games that were announced. It was just that, just drawn out. So, look, my hope is Microsoft has heard, because a lot of people were commenting on this, that they don't ever do this again. Don't let Twitch produce a Xbox showcase. Let them produce their own gaming showcase, but don't call it an Xbox showcase, because I think ultimately it doesn't look good on Microsoft when you have something that just this is not what we were expecting. People expected hour, maybe hour and a half, and nobody, with the exception of a select few in the world, are probably going to have 4 hours to be able to dedicate to watching a stream.
I've just been watching the trailer for Stalker 2. I didn't realize it was based on the whole Chernobyl thing, and it's there's that film that came out called Stalker in 1979, and that was probably one of the worst films I've ever seen in my entire life, and I can't even get any of that life back. Have you played Stalker 1?
No. No, it's a PC-only title. I did not ever get into Stalker. I heard good things about it, though. People were very excited for the sequel.
The film is just dreadful. But anyway. Yeah.
Well, if you want to see something even worse, go watch Empire of the Ants.
No one expected it to be that long. So, no.
No, that was the gist of this was it was too long. But again, I think the other thing about this is a lot of people thought of this as a Microsoft Xbox event. The reality was this was a Twitch event.
Is that the reality?
This was all about. Yeah, that is the reality. This was a Twitch event. It was a Twitch streamers event, and
no one expected that.
No. I don't think anybody expected this to be the way it was in terms of 4 hours long. I mean, I literally came back from my hour-long meeting. It was still going.
Wow. No one expected it.
Like the Spanish Inquisition?
All right. That's it for news, though. Yeah. We're just piling through this real quick. I don't even know if anybody's in the Twitch or not, or in the chat.
Oh, yeah.
I suppose we should give a
shout out. They were, but we might have been moved off by now.
Big Smooth was there. And Lord was there. And
I kind of dropped out after I started talking about chess, so I don't think I'll mention that next week.
No, I think some of the stuff was they were complaining about they must have heard the cow music dancing cow music. They couldn't hear Pete talk. Turned down, and I apologized. And then Pete started to talk about chess, and they said, "Oh Jesus, put the cow music back on again." no one expected that. Anyway,
we couldn't hear the cow music apparently, but that was a thing.
I'll tell you what, you bunch of fuckers. The chess game is going to be the next community game.
It's the future.
Hopefully that doesn't die. You bastard!
Oh god.
We love you, Pete. We love you. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, let's transition. Let's talk about games coming up, Kim. Let's talk about what we can play in the coming week.
Alrighty, your new releases for March 28th through April 3rd are Neptunia Virtual Stars for the PC on March 29th, Auto Chess, here we go, Pete, PlayStation 5 on March 30th, Disco Elysium, the final cut for PlayStation 5, PlayStation 4, Stadia, and PC on March 30th, Evil Genius 2 World Domination for the PC, also on March 30th, Kingdom Hearts 2.8 Final Chapter Prologue. They're almost as weirdly numbered as our podcast, I swear to God.
Yeah.
Anyway, that one is out on PC March 30th. Kingdom Hearts HD 1.5 Remix for the PC.
You might as well just read through all of these. Don't even worry about it. They're all on PC. The next it's going to read through.
Alright, there's Kingdom Hearts HD 2.5 Remix, Kingdom Hearts 3, oh Jesus Christ, Kingdom Hearts 3 Remind, scrolling down, Kingdom Hearts Melody of Memory. Those are all going to be out on the PC on March 30th. Narita Boy for the PlayStation 4, Xbox One, Switch, PC on March 30th as well. I almost thought that said Dorito Boy, but alright. Drifters for the PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and PC on the 31st. The Binding of Isaac Repentance for the PC on the 31st. And last, but certainly not least, one I'm kind of looking forward to, Outriders for the PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X and S, PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and PC on April 1st. No, this is not an April Fool's joke. It is out. So,
also worth noting, on Game Pass, day one.
On Game Pass, thank God.
Yes.
My new managing director starts on the 1st of April. That does not bode well.
No, it certainly does not.
No.
All right, let's transition on over to Victor's Achieve. Ron,
God,
what's been going on there?
One night in Bangkok from chess. Victor Achieve, you got it now. Victor Achieved is this fabulous competition honestly, we give everybody money that enters eventually. And what it is when you finish games, you take a photograph of yourself with the credits in the background. You tweet that off to @OC_podcast with a hashtag victory achieved. And you get entered into a draw. And if you're in the draw, next week we'll have this massive barrel with names in it. There'll be applause and fireworks. And we pull a name from the hat live. Anthea Turner picks the name from the hat. She reads it out live. And you could be the winner. I guarantee you, if you're listening to me right now, you'll go, wow, I won. The rest of you didn't. And all you have to do is finish your games, you tweet it off, and we enter you in the draw for $20, 15 quid. You can buy a brand new game that was really brand new like 4 years ago for like $20. Really, you can. Right. Yeah. In plastic. The people that finished games this week, the old fart himself, Brian Rain God Zippo, he managed to finish Horizon Zero Dawn. Interestingly, he finished it on PC, not on a Sony device. Interesting. Phil Thee, the hairy one, he finished Empire of Sin. John Mouse, the model teacher, bless his heart. He finished Cloud Punk. And James Joystick, he finished Jedi Ginger, Fallen Order, and the Robot. So well done to yous. And for this, in the meantime, until the draw comes, we play the sound of someone stunning and beautiful.
You all have a victory's achieved. Victory's achieved. You have won a victory's achieved.
That is turning into a long-running joke now for me. I love it.
Stunning and beautiful. I like that. That's good. It's really good. All right. I guess it's that time, guys.
Is it really? I was having so much fun. I don't want to stop. Do I have to stop?
Eventually, we have to always stop. It always, at some point, it comes to an end. Look, you're delirious. You've been drinking. You've lost an hour
really,
of sleep.
No. I haven't really. No. I lose an hour of sleep. Well, I did today. Yeah. It was good because some of the boys didn't realize and they stayed in bed for an extra hour. Because on a weekend, we don't allow the boys to come up out of the rooms until 9 a.m.
Okay.
But they didn't come until 10 a.m. this morning, which is kind of cool. So whether they looked at their devices and went, they're lying, I don't understand. And they looked at the clock and itself, I don't care. Yeah. You know, it's another week.
It is another week. That's a true statement.
I get a prick in the morning. I've got loads of work to do. It's been a crazy busy time. I expect a more crazy busy time this week. Yeah, so, you know. Yeah.
I'm going to take off from here. I'm going to go for a bike ride.
Are you? What?
Yeah. It's gorgeous weather out right now. My son and I, we're going to go for a bike ride.
There you go.
Yeah. No, it's literally like 72 degrees outside.
You going to the liquor store? Is that what you're doing? Or what are you doing?
Well, 100%. Going to pick up some beer, throw it in the back of the trailer truck, you know. Pete, the silent one.
Right?
The gingerest of gingers. Start us off. Let's just do shout outs. Come on.
All right. I'm going to shout out Robin for his funky t-shirt. Come on, tell us about it, Robin. What is it?
Okay, I'm wearing, for those who are not watching, I'm wearing a Teenage Mutant Tina Turner's t-shirt tonight, which is rather cool. It has Teenage Mutant Tina Turner's on the front of it, which is rather cool. I must actually look up the maker of these t-shirts because they are rather cool.
It 100% is in the motif of the Mutant Ninja Turtles, but of course Tina Turner all over it. It is hysterical.
You should get one for every week. That's just class.
It is one of the best ever, actually. I think it's just actually fantastic.
I do like that.
I really must speak. It's from a guy called Jim'll Paint It, and he has some fabulous stuff.
Jim will paint it. Is that the, really the name? Jim will paint it.
Yeah,
like Bob the Builder.
JIMLL.co.uk, and he does T-shirts and posters and original art, and it's stuff. His stuff is absolutely fantastic. I must have a chat with him and see if he'll give us a wee sponsor with the show or something, because it's just us. It's just perfect. So it's prints, T-shirts, tops, mugs, all that sort of stuff. And some of this stuff is so funny. And it's all tongue-in-cheek, like this here Teenage Mutant Turner thing. So, yeah, you know, there's a, cool. You know, Brian Blessed. There's a Blessed Bear T-shirt. Blessed, Brian Blessed. And it's Brian Blessed punching a polar bear. You know, so you know, that sort of stuff. You know, Dad's, you know, Army of Darkness, the movie. Well,
yeah,
it's Dad's Army of Darkness, and it's all the Dad's Army guys. Yeah, brilliant. So I must have a word with him to see if we can promote him, because his stuff really needs to be done. Kebab of the Hut. Yeah, anyway.
All right. Yeah. Anyway. Continue on, Pete. Continue on.
Yeah, so shout out Robin's T-shirt. Mm. Thanks to Kim for picking me out in the chat for saying flaccid instead of phallic. I think that's about it. I've got nobody else to mention, so I'll hand you over to Robin.
Okay. All right. Okay, that's me. Yeah. I'd just like to thank the producers for making it all possible. I don't think I would be here today if it wasn't for them. In these days, day and age of equal rights, I feel privileged and honoured as a minority to be part of this
Cancel
show.
Cancel Tate.
Thank you for having me as a Northern Mexican Irishman with affiliations to the UK. I thank you all for having me here. It's big of you. I know I'm only the token thing. So,
now we really are going to catch hell.
I've had a great week. Thank you very much, everybody. Look, be safe, be nice. This is as I said earlier on today, this is a fab community, and I love it all. Thank you for being here and listening and giving us the knowledge that actually somebody listens to this stuff. Would it matter if two people listen to it? I don't think so, but it is lovely that hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of yous listen to this nonsense every week. Anyway, Mark, be well. Phil, damn it, man. I hope your brother-in-law gets better soon. And everybody that's suffering from this horrible, horrible disease stuff that's going on has been affected by that, whether it's health or work or whatever it is. Damn it, reach out if you need someone to speak to. We are here for you. This hasn't gone away. And it's really, really tough for people. We understand that. And thank you. I love this. I love you guys. And have a ball. So, Kim, you do your thing. And then you can pass it to your man here. And then we can go home.
Oh, now I'm your man. Okay.
News
Congratulations.
I don't know. You're right. All right. Since I kind of masked over it. Hold on a second. Let me pull up my list of shatters. Because if it hadn't been for you guys, I was in there by myself making fun of Pete. And shout out for Pete for letting me poke fun at him and, you know, being all right with it. For our shatters today, we've had Corzon, Lord, Boomer, and Big Smooth. So thanks, fellas, for popping in the chat and keeping me company. Like I said, otherwise I would have sat there all day making fun of Pete. Like, you know, what was it? Pete the Frozen Chin, Pete Ginger Ale Chin, you know, and then there was a whole fluff. Flaccid thing. So, yeah. You know, I do what I can to entertain myself. So there you go. And I guess that apparently today it was Pick on Pete Day. So there you go. Hopefully everybody has a good week. Hopefully it warms up here this week and I can get rid of this frickin' cold and be done with it. So yeah, I guess that's it. Everybody take care of themselves and over to Tank Top.
All right. Well, thank you to everybody that listens to the show week in and week out. We will definitely be here next week. Shout out to the flaccid one, Pete. Thank you for that entertaining little tidbit. Kim, shout out to you. Single player games, rock on. And to Robin, our Mexican-Irish brother.
Yeah.
We support you in all of your endeavors.
Yeah.
And so
I'm ordering more T-shirts as we speak.
Brilliant. Love it. And yeah, we you know, look, as Robin said, and we all have felt this past year, it hasn't exactly, you know, cleared up. We're still in the midst of dealing with all of this crap. So reach out to us, reach out to your friends. Don't stay silent. Talking, being part of something is always helpful. And that's what this community is all about. So that said, go forward. Have a great rest of your weekend. Have a great week. And join us next weekend.
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast. See you same time next week.